More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. According to an annual report from the Idaho legislature, the number of cases filed by prosecutors here in Idaho involving sexual abuse against children has once again gone up, this time to 1,043 cases. A letter in the report stated that lawmakers were unsure why numbers are so high. Regardless, though, the problem of child abuse in all its forms is not going away. Which is why this Saturday in Caldwell, the Napa Family Justice Center and the Canyon County Law Enforcement Foundation are joining together to host this year's Superhero Walk. It's an event that works to prevent and to bring awareness to child abuse. Joining us now to talk more about the Superhero Walk is Jennifer Perry. She's the Child Advocacy Center Manager with the Napa Family Justice Center. And Jasmine Lopez, she is a Camp Hope graduate. This is a place of healing for children impacted by abuse. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you.
So, Jennifer, April, which is starting in a couple of days, is Child Abuse Prevention Month. Just how common is child abuse among children, but in particular, sexual abuse?
Well, the reports vary that you can see online or look up, but most of the statistics point to 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 to 1 in 13 boys, or 1 to 10 children who have experienced sexual abuse before age 18. So regardless of which stat is completely accurate, the numbers are high.
Mm-hmm. And Jennifer, are there children who are more at risk for abuse than other children?
Well, any child can experience abuse of any kind, but certainly those that have a disability or are maybe more isolated, don't have as many connections, may find sort of some comfort in having a special relationship, which can provide a context for abuse to occur.
So let's talk about the Superhero Walk, Jennifer, that's coming up this Saturday. What is it? And how did it get started, and why?
Yeah, so I am part of our child abuse multidisciplinary team in Canyon County, and it's a group of professionals from various disciplines, such as the prosecutor's office, law enforcement, health and welfare, advocacy, mental health, medical teams, probation and parole, and we work together to collaborate to investigate cases of child abuse. And in 2015, our team decided that we wanted to do something to really push for the awareness and prevention month, which is April for Child Abuse Prevention and Awareness Month. And so we had a little team among our MDT and just started planning something, and it has grown. So we're now 8 years later, and now we partner with the Canyon County Law Enforcement Foundation, who does an egg hunt after the Superhero Walk. What we'll do is start at the Caldwell Police Department. We'll hear from another one of our Camp Hope alumni about how superheroes in her life have impacted her, and how she's now become a superhero to others. And then we'll march from there carrying pinwheels to the Canyon County Courthouse, and we'll plant pinwheels at the courthouse. The pinwheel is a sign of childhood, healthy and happy childhoods. And we'll plant those there, then have an egg hunt sponsored by Canyon County Law Enforcement Foundation, and then enjoy just some hot dogs and fun in Justice Park.
Mm. So, Jasmine, you're going to be participating this Saturday in the Superhero Walk. Who are some of your superheroes?
I'd say some of my superheroes are, you know, my family, like my mom. She's been through a lot, and it's like really rewarding to like see her, you know, get through that kind of stuff. And then also a lot of people, you know, in the Family Justice Center who have helped me throughout, you know, camp and encouraged me to, you know, become who I am. And just a lot of my friends, getting that like kind of like support and just like seeing them, you know, go through all this crazy stuff, you know. And yeah.
So, Jennifer, as I mentioned in the beginning of this conversation, Jasmine is a graduate of Camp Hope. We've mentioned it a little bit, but can you tell us a tiny bit more about Camp Hope?
Yes, Camp Hope is a therapeutic adventure-based camp for kids, usually between the ages of 11 and 14. And we take them up and do things like whitewater rafting and ropes course and some mindfulness and just things that can build their confidence and connections with peers and really develop belief in themselves, in others, and in their future dreams. And that has expanded. And now we have a summit program, which is for campers who have aged out of our traditional Camp Hope program. We have a Pathways program, which is a year-long mentoring program so that the campers can stay connected with both staff and fellow campers and peers. And also a life skills retreat, which really helps our older campers prepare for the real world, whether that's teaching them how to change a tire or check the oil in their car or open a bank account and balance a checkbook, any of those things that can help them just continue on a path of hope and self-sufficiency and growth as we have seen them go through the Camp Hope program.
So Jasmine, what was Camp Hope like for you?
I've been through this program probably for like 8, 9 years, I think now. And every year has just been so, like, it's one of the things that I look forward to most, like, when this time of year comes around. Just because, like, I don't know, there's, like, a lot of activities that, like, give me, like, you know, obviously hope. And, like, just something to look forward to and, like, being able to talk to, you know, meet new people and meet new campers, staff. And they have all of these like activities for us, you know, give us that like motivation to, you know, keep going. And like all of, you know, like Jenny was saying, all of like the affirmation kind of stuff and just working on like ourselves. I think around like Camp Hope time is very like, I don't know. It's like, what's my phrase? It's really,
it just sounds like it's really a great experience for you. And
yeah,
you're a lot.
Yeah, for it. Sure. Yeah. It's definitely been like, you know, the highlight of my year for sure.
Oh, that's so great. So Jennifer, I only have about a minute or so left. So can you give folks information about when the Superhero Walk is and who can get involved and how?
Yeah, we'd love to invite anybody out, families, this Saturday, April 1st at 2 o'clock p.m. at the Caldwell Police Department. And we'll be marching from the Caldwell Police Department over to the Canyon County Courthouse and have that egg hunt for the younger kids and hot dogs at the park as well to just enjoy some time celebrating the heroes in our community that pour into the lives of those who have been abused and also who are standing up and speaking out against abuse.
Well, I want to thank you both for taking time out of your day to talk with us about this. Thank you both so much.
Yeah,
thank you for having us.
We've been talking with Jennifer Perry, the Child Advocacy Center Manager with Napa Family Justice Center, and Camp Hope graduate Jasmine Lopez discussing this weekend's Superhero Walk. It'll take place Saturday, April 1st at 2 p.m. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Chip Brantley, co-host of the NPR podcast White Lies. Before we found the man in Vancouver, before we sued the State Department, before we snuck into the graveyard of a federal penitentiary, all we had were the photographs. Photographs of a group of Cuban men standing on the roof of a prison in rural Alabama. That's this season on the NPR podcast, White Lies.